a good free press is part of a democracy. It serves the public interest, and we need to be open and transparent with them. It's not always easy.
And I'd entirely endorse that. One of the great things about our tolerant liberal society is the freedom of the press. Obviously, if they have said enough, then they've got to take the consequences. But I don't think we should be there to regulate things far too much. But there needs to be the right common sense approach. And yeah, the point about a free press, free media, is the ability to ask questions in the public interest. I don't think any doubt that a free press is clearly in the public interest. Think of other countries where it doesn't happen. Well, it's not quite so good as it. So I'm a great believer in that. Ben.
Apologies, Tim, I wasn't going to ask this, but bearing in mind you've just said a tolerant and liberal democracy is based on a free press, in tomorrow's, I believe tomorrow's newspaper locally, is the revelation that Suffolk Police used Ripper powers to find out the source of a journalist's story back in 2006. They were carrying on this for 5 years till 2011. Have you got anything to say about that, and can you confirm that we wouldn't be looking to access journalist sources in that way in the future?
That's obviously an operational issue, so I'm not ducking the point. If this were to be a matter of legitimate interest, whilst I couldn't comment on individual cases because I couldn't see that information, one of the ways we could ask legitimate questions about that, which I certainly consider doing, is at our accountability and performance panel. What is the extent of it? But there are strict regulations. I think the case you're talking about was well before Douglas and I were even around. But I do take that comment seriously. We need to keep trust and confidence in the system, equally as the operational side. So that's my view, Douglas. But those are my views anyway.
Okay, in 2006, it is a matter of public record that the Constabulary used powers provided by Parliament to confirm the telephone number for a journalist and then establish the numbers that phone had been in contact with as it pursued a police corruption investigation, believing that a corrupt member of the force was unlawfully in contact with a journalist. That was declared at the Leveson inquiry. Simon Ash, as I understand it, the chief at the time, was open about that. It was actually covered closer to the time, so not necessarily a revelation. It's already been out in the public hearing. Well, the RIPA is a piece of legislation that allows us to deploy intrusive tactics without the individual's knowledge to tackle serious crime. There is a surveillance commissioner nationally who every year visits us to test our use of those powers. Personally, I believe that when it comes to journalists, the Home Secretary and Parliament are likely to raise the authority for that. Sometimes we actually have to go to the Surveillance Commissioner themselves, sometimes the Home Secretary to be able to use those powers. I think in terms of serious crime, serious corruption, I think we should be able to do it. But I think that in the public interest, we should probably be going outside of the service to get the authority. And hopefully that's an open, full and frank responsibility. We did do it to be reviewed.
Yeah. And as I say, that is certainly something I would take very seriously if the rules, guidelines had been breached. I can assure you that I'm on that definitely. But there's absolutely no evidence that I've got of anything like that going on at all since I was in post. Who would like to go next?